views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's great to be back. We took a little break last week, but we are right back here with you, and I have a lot to share with you. We have a lot of energy lining up to really help move us through this 2018 year. Now, remember, this is an 11 year in numerology, meaning this is a very transformative manifesting year and a year of big change. When we apply ourselves, that's when everything really starts to move into place. Now, some people are feeling overwhelmed by how fast the changes are coming in. Some people feel like they're getting discouraged. Now, I'm going to go over some things that are going to help you a lot, because we have a full moon next week on the 28th. You'll have to look at your local time zone to see exactly when that is. But there's a lot of information coming in about that particular full moon and what it's bringing. July's revving up. We have some, I think it's a lunar eclipse. We'll work on that next week when we do the July angel messages for that month. But this week, I want to focus on some things that are starting to line up. I asked the angels for some guidance to share with you today on this upcoming full moon energy. There's several retrogrades playing along here. Some are going much longer than others. And just exactly how can we make the most of the energy? I found that working in tandem this way has helped me tremendously, and that's what I share. If you're new to the show, it's a metaphysical show. We talk about the angelic realm. We work with their guidance. They are not here to just do it for us, and it's not about manifesting everything you want. Like, it's really, you align with who you are. So sometimes people go, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. It's about the energy of who you are, not what you want, but who you are. That's very important to think about. So as we are going through a spiritual awakening, all kinds of things will pop up. Sometimes people see those challenges and those things they don't really want to deal with, or the things that might be more difficult in life feel, you know, like everything's happening to them or everything is wrong. It's a perspective shift to higher frequency or fifth dimensional living, moving out of this old fear-based negative thinking to think on a positive perspective with that. When these things are popping up, they're popping up to show you what you need to know or what you need to clear out that's getting in your way. Think about how many times you ask for help. You pray about it, or you ask the angels, you ask God, whatever it is you do with your personal belief system. And then you wonder how come it never changes. Well, it's not going to change. So we change a perspective outlook, or it's not going to change if we keep addressing it the same way we always did. I mean, it's very well known if you apply the same methods, you're going to get the same results. So right now, this year is really opening up to show us a lot of different approaches and maybe some things that need to go away for us individually and things that we need to take on as brand new. So we're going to go over that. You are welcome to call into the show if you have a question today or you want to share what you've been experiencing with your awakening, 1-800-930-2819. We also have our video chats open on my page. We have, on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I have embedded my YouTube channel, and I want to say thank you to the YouTube subscribers. We have crossed this huge threshold of 1,000 subscribers, and I'm very proud to say we didn't go out looking for numbers. We're just letting that naturally attract in who we are here to help. So I want to put out a big shout out to everybody that has subscribed over there. You have helped us reach a goal. So we're just going to keep plugging along, and I want to say thank you. For the last 2 days, very interesting on that, I had a 10-10 count. And I've been getting the 10-10 number. I think I got it about 8 times in one day, and then it was also on that. So I know that's a very important message for me personally, and it's a very positive. If you're getting a lot of number sequences repeatedly, take note of that. Just take note. It's a really magical year when it comes to the information coming in. So big thank you guys and appreciate your support. You are really helping us grow. We're also building an audience over on Facebook Live thanks to our network, TransformationTalkRadio.com. They have on their Facebook page the live streaming going on over there. Thanks to Carter. He is our producer over in the station over there, and he's helping me with that chat. You can put questions up. He'll let me know what's going on over there. We have it going on, okay? We have it going on. So you can put your questions in the chats if you want to as well. So what are we going to do here? It's angel guidance and insight on key points on this full moon coming on June 28th. Now, I want you to think about a couple of things that are very important about this entire show. What were you preoccupied with, focused on, distracted by? Whatever was going on, what was the priority of taking up your mental thinking, emotions, friendships, relationships, business, dreams, everything? What were you thinking about? What was taking up this time for you energetically? This is energetic, okay? I want you to think about that in January of this year. At the beginning of this year, what were you thinking about? What was on your mind? And a lot of times that's resolutions of what do we want to accomplish, right? Think back on what was going on in January. I want you to think about that while we're going through the show. A lot of this for June's full moon will apply to that, especially, you know, it's what's happening is we're at the halfway point. Let me put it that way. We're at the halfway point of the year. And what that means is, everything that we were thinking about in January or at that beginning and that focus, we're kind of bringing that to the finalization of whatever we needed to take care of, clear out, shift, heal, strengthen, build up, whatever. It's positive and the stuff you want to get rid of too, okay? We're at that point. It's kind of like at the tipping point of, okay, all of that for the first 6 months, that's about to come into a very clear perspective for you. This was one of the big things I got, and I went, ooh, that's interesting. You might have to look through your calendar to remember what you were doing in January. Sometimes I have to do that. But it's important because it's coming to a point where, oh, okay, now I'm going to get onto a place where we're coming down on the other side of the hill, kind of like, you know, we're going up, roller coaster, click, click, go up, slow, getting to the top. That's where we are here now in June at this full moon. We're getting ready to go wham on this ride very quickly, very energetically to now bring into fruition all the things that we've been working on and thinking about. That's a big deal. That's a huge deal. And you don't need to panic or fret. Don't go into the, oh no, everything's wrong. That's what we're practicing to shift. We're practicing to shift into, it's not everything that's wrong or I haven't finished or, oh no, what do I need to do next? It's more, okay, here's where I am right now. This is what I have accomplished in the past 6 months. This is what I still need to resolve or come to a conclusion on. So you can take off and go, because the next half of the year is going to start really moving in that direction. It's kind of interesting, actually. And what's really cool is we have a bit of a Mars retrograde influence that comes in a few days before this full moon, which will slow it down. It doesn't mean you won't be proactive the way Mars energy works. It'll actually give you time to focus and see a clearer picture. You know, if you're moving your camera around too fast, you know, it can't catch up to focus in on what you're trying to take a picture of. It reminds me of that. That will bring it back to where you can slow it down for a moment and actually study what you have in your shot, what you have in your scene, what you have in your life. You're like, okay, I'm starting to get that now. And being open and allowing this energy to help you. And this is just the beginning of what I'm going to share with you today. There's a lot with this. It's very good energy that will support us. If you don't feel like you have the strength to carry on, to move forward, to be positive, to just pick yourself back up when you fall down, what's really beautiful about the energy coming in right now is a perfect timing. It brings strength. It brings a strong will. It brings determination. It brings focused intention to not give up. Just what we need. Just what we need. Right when we feel like, oh, I don't know. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. If you're still here on this earth, and you've been working on this, or you know that you're spiritually awakened, you know just something's around, but you have no idea, I would say it's time to work on the trust. It's really a beautiful thing. Now, we have a couple of callers. Hang in there. I did not have time to bring you on now, so I'm going to bring you on in the next after the next break. A hello over into the YouTube chat. Hello to Jody and Sharon and Kristen. Hi, Kristen. Oh, I haven't seen you in a while. It's good to see you there too. Welcome to the show and the chat that we have. We have a lot going on. This is a really good time of year, guys. It really is. You may even find that your direction might change. You thought you were supposed to go in one direction and you might find, oh, I had no idea that I really wanted to go this way. Don't let that stress you out. Just allow the chips to fall into place. And know and trust when you know you want to make a move. You will be making some moves pretty quickly in the next 6 months. But right now, it's paying attention to what's coming into your focus and pay attention to the details. So this is a really interesting full moon coming up next week. And angels have been very excited. They've been really with me. Michael has especially been with me a lot because sometimes fears come up with that. So keep that in mind. What were you thinking about at the beginning of the year? What was your focus? What were you preoccupied with? What were your challenges? That's what you want to look at and decipher for this full moon. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll start taking a couple of questions and calls, and I have a lot more to share with you. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
And welcome back to the show. If you are just tuning in, welcome to a metaphysical show about angels, energy healing, positive living, and spiritual awakening really is the main topics. We do look at the astrology and numerology because there's a lot of signs and information in that. It's very mathematical and very ancient, and I'm seeing some things that are making sense. So let's start getting to your questions. We're talking about the full moon, angel insights about the full moon coming up and what that has in store for us energetically for our own personal shift. So this is a Capricorn moon. That means it's going to help you. Capricorn is grounded, and that's a good thing. It helps you soar. It helps you climb your personal mountain, so to speak. So what do you have that's yours that you're trying to achieve? What are your goals? Where do you need this strength and support? That's how this energy will help you. So let's take the first caller, Carter. Let's see, we have Charlene. Let's bring Charlene on.
Charlene, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi,
Charlene. Hi. What can
Thanks
we do for
too.
You today? What can we do
well,
for you today?
My question, well, I've been seeing 1111 constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, my focus right now is my health and my career because I've been off on medical leave.
Okay.
So you were talking about in January, what was I thinking about? And I was thinking about moving, and I did make the move.
Oh,
so
okay.
that one was done. That's okay. Done, and I'm in a really nice place now. But now my focus is on my future and getting my health back in order. And I am feeling a lot better.
Oh, fantastic!
So that's a positive.
That's very positive.
Yeah.
And congrats on the move. It sounds like the move was good for you. And I'm asking.
It was a very positive.
Yes. Yeah, well, the 1111, if you haven't looked into that, that is a transformative number. And in general, for anybody listening, just to help everybody that may not know what that means, when you see the 11 or 1111 or 1111, 1111, you know, when you see it like that magnified, it really is a transformative number, a manifesting number into what you're thinking about in that moment. So whenever I see the number, I make sure my thoughts are on what I want, not what I don't want. Or if I have a fear in there, I don't want that to manifest. Or, you know, because that's natural. Things that are up and down will come into our consciousness. Here's the tip, guys, I want you to hear. Because a lot of people feel like they just can't do anything with that control of their mind. Yeah, well, here's the thing. whenever you feel like, and the 11-11 is why I'm bringing this up, when you see it, and maybe your mind isn't in a positive place, you can say with intention, oh, nope, we're not going there, and whatever it takes to get you in a different place. It could just be thinking about puppies and kittens. It doesn't matter. It could be anything. What I'm hearing from Charlene is she wanted to move, and she was working on her health. I immediately was feeling an energetic connection to where you were living. It was affecting your health in a way that your energy just was lower. And I know that you probably can relate to what I'm saying, because now that you're in a place that you like, your energy and your frequency is higher because you're in a different energy period. Now it's going to be working on, what am I doing for myself to stay healthy? Because you're building your immune system. It sounds like, it feels like it's an immune system. It feels like it's a little bit more positive living now. So that's going to support you. And is Charlene, any of that making sense? Is any of that making sense?
All of it. Everything is nailed right on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
And your environment, it's huge.
Yes. I feel that the environment you were in was contributing. And sometimes it's just the energy of a place or the energy of your surroundings or your environment. But for you, you're learning to strengthen what you absorb, because I feel that you can easily absorb your environment. You're in a place where you can recover and rejuvenate that now. But now it's about, because you could go somewhere else and it would, drain you. You can tell. You're going to be finding a deciphering and a very clear signal on, okay, I feel great till I go to this place, or I'm around this group, or I'm on, and you're going to go, wow, I really need to limit my exposure to that, or I need to strengthen my shielding up in that way. But your diet, your exercise, your meditation, everything you're doing, you're right on track. The move had to happen first. So I want you to know you're on track. And that's what I was receiving with that.
Thank you.
I just want you to take a big, deep breath, smile, know you're okay, but you're in a process. I mean, it can take ourselves 6 to 8 months, up to a year, sometimes a little longer, to regenerate when we shift and change things, especially when there's major things to change. But you are on the right track, and you are on your way up. So that's a good thing for you.
Thank
Charlene,
you.
Well, thank you for sharing. And remember what to do when you see the 11-11s again.
Yeah, I already knew that. I just wanted to connect with you. You have such wonderful energy.
Oh, thank you.
You really do.
Thank you. I love what I'm doing here.
Yeah, and I always listen to you. I know, and I can feel that. I feel and I always tune into your show.
Well, welcome to our family of listeners or watchers, viewers. We have listeners and viewers now. But you know what? It was great to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to let you go now. We have a couple of callers lining up, so I want to get to a few. And Carter, I think we're going to skip this break so I can get to some of these callers. So thank you, Charlene, and we will keep you in our thoughts, but let us know how you're doing. It sounds like you're doing great. Bye-bye now. Okay. Let's bring on Deborah.
All right. Deborah, you are on the air.
Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
Hello, Deborah.
Hi there. Hi, Jan.
Hi. What can we do for you today? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. And it's kind of the same question I asked a long time ago, so I guess I need some more information.
Okay.
Every morning I ask for Archangel Michael to protect me. And I'm not knowing, I guess my question is, I'm not knowing if what that protection exactly means, because last Saturday I was swimming and my grandchild kicked me in the leg and that hurt. On Sunday, I was in the bathroom, and somehow I have like wooden cabinets, and one of the drawers down below was open just a little bit. There was my hairdryer cord somehow was sticking out that I didn't know. And I run smack in it with my knee, and that really hurt. So I guess I'm asking, what exactly, you know, do you ask Archangel Michael to protect you, or is he protecting me in a different way?
Well, he is hearing you, even if you just ask the one time, which I know you've heard me say before, because you've been with the show for several years now. But
right.
One thing I'm hearing with the accidents and the things happening, sometimes in our energy field without even knowing it, and I'm going to give you an example. I started testing this with myself. If all of a sudden I'm accident prone or something keeps happening to me, it's almost like our energy somewhere, maybe in our subconscious, it's not like we do this to ourselves on purpose, but it's almost like we're being hard on ourselves or we're calling ourselves down or kind of in a way, a punishment. I don't know. That sounds kind of rough. And I went, wait a minute. I don't want to be doing that. What am I doing? Whenever things like that happen, it's not that he is not protecting you, but he is not going to get in the way of you ascending and growing in your awareness either. Some of these things are to help us see, oh, we're not being very kind to ourselves. We're being hard on ourselves, or we're second guessing and we're not trusting ourselves. Little things like that, like you cut yourself or you hit your thumb with a hammer, that one's intense, or, you know, little weird, goofy things that happen on a daily basis to people, okay? Or falling down the stairs, or I've actually fallen up steps. I know. I mean, how do you fall up the steps? But I have done that. And, you know, things like that, we have to see, oh, you know what? I need to stop, and I need to be aware of how I'm treating myself. Those are messages. That's what you want to go think about, and that's what you want to look at. And in the times that it's happening, even if it's within a week, see what's going on in your life with that. But it's like I said, it's not that, oh, we're choosing to have attract all these horrible things to us. It's not like that, because you're still here. You're okay. It was uncomfortable, but there is something that we can learn about how we are with ourselves. If you're trying to rush around and do too much and you're not taking a time to balance yourself, accidents happen more often. Because we have to take accountability, or are we balancing? Are we taking care of ourselves? Things like that. So he is not, he's hearing you and he's there, but he won't get in the way of things that will help you grow, ascend in your awareness. Is that making sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Okay.
So you got to stop basically being hard on yourself. And it's not like, hey, I didn't do this. My grandchild kicked me in the Yeah, I know. It's not like that. But, you know, it's very easy for us to put ourselves on the back burner when we're tending to our family and making sure that, and you can almost get spun up to where you're worn yourself out. Not an option anymore, guys. That's not an option anymore. Mm-hmm. You have to go, wait a minute, no. Grammy has to slow down for a little bit here. I have to take a break. I'm going to go sit down and give myself 30 minutes, things like that. And these are simple daily life things that can make a huge difference, but also keep your frequency lifted. And he is protecting you by letting you learn that. I know. It's a little bit more to it. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, because on Saturday we did so much and I was so tired, you know, with the grandkids. So on Sunday, they wanted to do some other things. And I said, well, I'm staying home. I'm not going to go. And I was doing that for myself. And that's when I ran into the cabinet, you know, in the woods on my knee.
Right. Yeah. You were just worn out and tired. Honestly, you were just tired. So anyway, that's the message. And I'm going to go because I see another caller. Need to take a break. I have a few more things to put out here. And we have a great audience out here. So hello, everybody. It's great you guys are chiming in. I have more information on this full moon to put out. Thank you so much, Deborah. That's a good one for everybody, because sometimes we just don't realize we're pushing too fast and too hard and there's no balance. That's one of the key messages for this moon. So I'll say goodbye now, and thanks for calling in. Okay, wow. Okay, I know. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to put a little bit more information out here on the full moon, and it really relates to what she was talking about. We have another caller, if you can hang on. We will get to you. And hello over in the chat. Hello to Jody, Candace, and Jen. Marilyn, hello. And I did get your message, Marilyn. Thank you for that. That was a beautiful message. She had an email she sent in, and she's just a sweetheart, and she's just so in gratitude. So I want to say hello to her. We were going to take that break. So when we come back, I'm going to keep powering on. Lots of information to share with you. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change, and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Welcome back to the show. Wow, we are flying through. So really quick, before I take a caller, quickly, on this full moon, here's one of the big ones you want to take away from this. You're thinking about everything from the first of the year. You want to think about the positives and the negatives. We don't want to avoid things that we have to work on. But one of the things with this Capricorn full moon, Capricorn is a very grounded, stable, focus, determination type of sign. The sign for that is, you know, the animal, it's the goat. And goats go all the way to the top of an edge of a cliff in those hoofs, and they balance and they don't fall off. that's the analogy I want you to take away from this today, because as you move through this energy, you want to ascend to the top of your own personal mountain. It could be what you want to achieve, what you want to overcome, what you want to be strong in. It's usually a little bit of both. Our mountains are a combination of challenges and things that we want to accomplish, things we want to succeed in. This particular sign in Capricorn for this moon is awesome right now because it's a determined sign. It goes straight to the top. It doesn't worry about the balance. It's going to speak up for itself and be balanced, which was something the first caller, or not the first caller, second caller, Deborah, was, you know, we were talking about with her. It was about a balancing. You want to ascend to the top, succeed with balance. So that's what I want you to think about with everything that you have going on in your own personal life. That's one of the big strengths with this one. Okay, huge strength. And there's going to be some shifting and clearing that seem a little scary. This one will help you. That Mars retrograde at the same time is going to slow things down for you to see a little bit further down the, you know, and, you know, you usually don't hear that. It's like you just got to trust and fall into it. But you'll actually be able to take time to look, see if that's what you want to do. And that's going to help with that a lot. But you will take an action. You will move forward. If you choose, you know, you will have to know that angels here, Michael is the go-to angel for this month, honestly. Now, Shamuel, if you're getting overwhelmed with too many things or multitasking, he'll show you one step at a time and help you narrow down your focus to accomplish and achieve more productively. But Michael, if there's fear, overwhelm, you're kind of, you know, scared of all the changes, or there's just so many changes, you know you want them, but you're feeling the overwhelm, Michael can help you with that. The other thing I'm asking and very strongly receiving from Raphael and Michael together is meditate every day. Take 5 minutes to just breathe slowly. You don't have to take a lot of time, but it will help you realign. Whatever you do to clear your energy, salt baths, jump in the ocean, go for a swim, meditate, use the crystals, whatever it is you like to do, smudging, pray, you know, because you can just ask Michael, okay, help me clear this. But if you're not doing any self-care, it just keeps going in a big circle. And that's why some people think the angels aren't hearing me. Yes, they are. But if you keep going back and doing the same thing, you're just kind of bringing in the energy again. So it's kind of logical, actually, what we're saying. So there's a lot you can do. So I wanted to make sure I put that out. We have a little bit more to put out, but let's take the caller that's been waiting. We have Jamel from New York, it looks like. Let's bring that one on.
Jamel, on the air.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Hi, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. You know, I was, what I was calling about was sort of, I guess, a relationship question or something that maybe you can help guide me with. I really have never been really in a relationship. I'm not even sure if I'm in one now. My mother recently passed away, who I've been caregiving for over 20 years. She had she had cancer and kidney failure and diabetes, a lot of problems. And so I was a caregiver for a long time and really didn't have a chance to really connect and develop in a social way with people in my own community and in the LGBT community, just sort of to meet other guys and stuff like that. Before she passed, I met this guy, and I'm having a real tough time. I'm reading him. The moments that I feel like I just don't want to do any more work, whatever, he'll show up energetically and he'll do things, stuff like that. I'm not really even being passive-aggressive like I've done with other people or friendships in the past. I'm being really in my own feelings, in my own energy. I'm not even putting out any signals, but sometimes he'll pop up when I'm thinking about it myself, and then he'll do something. I think, oh, well, this gives me hope that maybe this is going to be developed to a good friendship. But sometimes it really stresses me out. There have been times when I've gotten upset and into tears. And I'm not sure if it's him or if it's just me struggling with being vulnerable or not knowing what a friendship or kind of relationship really looks like, because I've never had one in the past. I will say that sometimes he can be inconsiderate and a little rude and not really, you know, connecting with how he acts and some things he says and some, I think, mistruths he presents, how it affects other people. And I'm struggling with that. So like I said, my mom passed, and the only person sort of dealing with in that way is him. And I don't know if once I cut it off, will I sort of hit a bottom and have to really deal with what I felt for my mother and also being alone. Of course, reemerge, but I'm scared to go down that path right now. That's sort of what I'm struggling
with. I got you. Wow. And thank you. That was a lot. I mean, I'm proud of you. You called in, and you know, a lot of people listening will probably resonate with what you're talking about. First of all, I want to give you a big kudo, and I'm sending an energetic hug of love to you about your mom passing. It looked like you put a lot of your own energy into tending to your mom, and you're, you know, grieving is really like a good year if you look at the stats and clinical stuff, but sometimes sometimes when we have to be the rock for somebody, which is what you were for your mom, was what I was hearing, our emotions are put to the side because we have to tend. It's kind of a survival mode while we're going through things. But then after the fact, now they start to come up. So you will be processing emotions. That doesn't mean you hold them back. But you do want to surround yourself with people that understand and support that. Now, we don't expect everybody to be, and you're talking about the relationship that you have gotten into, the new one. Not everybody will be what we want them to be. Everybody's got their own way of being. So for you, being so engrossed and busy tending to mom, you're right on track with what you're saying. It's like, well, you know, maybe I just got to get used to being around people again. It's a little bit of that, but it's also you're grieving. You know, you're going to have emotions come up and out because all the things that you had to stuff under and put to the side because you were tending to someone else, they're going to come up now for you to heal. They're not coming up to make your life difficult. They're coming up to heal. I'm asking Michael to really, you know, this is what I love. When you feel that coming in, I love when Michael can just wrap you up in his amazing wings and just help you feel safe and just shield you off a little bit, because there is probably a little bit of absorption of somebody else. And if someone else is coming across rude or harsh to you, that's your sensitivities, and you know that. But at the same time, you don't want to stuff them down because you don't want to not be who you are. When we're getting into new relationships, it's super important that we are who we are, but we also have to let them be who they are. And they may not be everything that, you know, it's normal. I mean, I see this all the time. People, even in families, or people you've been with for 40 years or whatever, there's going to be things that, it's so aggravating when you do that. But we also love those things about people sometimes. Not all of them. But what I'm saying to you is it's important that you have self-care and balance that feels right for you. And you don't have to rush into anything. You can enjoy a relationship without it being going too fast or feeling like you have to be committed too soon. I feel that you might feel like things are just going overwhelm a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like, I do feel like, sometimes I feel like that, you know, I think you perceive me as somebody who needs a commitment when I really just need clarity. And I think sometimes what happened to him in his past is that when people have a conversation about clarity and commitment, and he gets so phobic and it gets so deep, I'm like, no, just want a clear conversation. And that part just overwhelms me, and it makes things more deeper than they have to be. Because I would love a just nice friendship without just clarification. You know, if somebody needs 2 months to chill out, okay, great. Then just let me know.
Exactly.
Know, like that.
And if you think about it, when we're working and taking care of a parent like that, we always, you know, there's a respect and an honor for your parent. And, you know, we don't always say no to a parent, where now in other kinds of relationship, now that you've been with that one for so long, you were just making sure she was okay. But now in another one, you can say no to some things that just aren't, you're not ready for. And if they have a problem with that, that might not be the one you want to make a big commitment to. But you don't need to make any commitment to anything because you are in your own space right now. And you do need to feel, you do need to feel like you're surrounded by people that lift you, support you. They don't need to take care of you and be drained either, right? And I don't get that from you at all. I just feel like you need a little more space than what you feel like you're getting. That's, it just feels like it's the walls close in on you sometimes. Is it, it just feels, that's what I'm feeling around you. And sometimes you just need, and you can't help those emotions. They're going to come out. You've been through quite a bit. That's really hard to take care of somebody. You know, the caretakers of somebody going through something like that is a lot. So don't deny yourself what you need right now. That's important. And if this person truly cares for you and they're in your life and it's the right thing, because this is just the beginning of relationships for you, honestly. You're just now going out into the world because you can now. So there'll be a little bit, there'll be a little bit of back and forth with that, and allow it to be okay. Because I think that you need to feel free that you can breathe, you can cry when you need to, you can just be by yourself if you need to, you can be sensitive about certain topics. Some people don't like it, and some people do. And we are going through an acceptance of people being in different places with that right now. But I know that you will find it. And I really think you got an actual pretty good handle on it from what I'm hearing. I think you just need to make sure people don't crowd your space. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes, I think that you're right. Crowding my space is huge. And another aspect I would throw into, and then maybe you can get a sense for me, I think what always scares me is that I feel like what threatens me the most is the idea of wasting time. You know, I think that with my mom, I didn't want to turn my back on her for one moment. So I was always there for those 20 years. And that, like you said, left me without enough time to really do anything. So a lot of emotions were stuck down. I was so, like, eager with her that I didn't want to waste one moment. And then, you know, she passed.
Right.
So, and that's something I'm still processing with people in new relationships or new friendships, that if I feel like they are wasting my time and we're not being clear, then that does make me sad. It does scare me. And I think that's sort of what I would also ask you. You know, do you sense that if I was to go a little further with, you know, trying to explore, you know, boundaries and clarity with this person, that it would pay off, or will it just be a waste of time? And maybe I should just sort of be open to newer.
No, I don't think it's going to be a waste of time, but you have to be you. Everybody has to be real, because if you're accommodating and, you know, just watch out for the people pleasing to keep things from. And if it feels like that's constant and it's wearing you out, then don't go there. But what I do feel like, I don't feel like it's a waste of time, because everything that we experience and other people, we're all connected. We learn so much about ourselves. We learn about relationships. We learn about life just by going out and exploring and being in it. So, but yeah, you have a very serious survival mode still going on with the, I don't want to waste anybody's time. You know, it's kind of because you're, it's almost like you're still in a job. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, you know how you go into work mode?
Yeah. No, you know what? For saying that, because I didn't know what, I think that, that's true. I mean, I know that's true. And I mean, with mom, it just transitioned after, you know, I did for 20 years, and maybe the last 4 years, it did feel like a job, because we knew each other so well that I didn't want to argue what the best medication was. I didn't want to pressure her. I was just there as a supportive person to make sure she wasn't hurt. So at some point, it felt like I was numb, and it did feel like a job. And maybe because it was a couple of weeks ago that, you know, passed, I'm still in that mindset that, you know, I'm not very playful. I'm not really present always in the moment. I'm always like,
yeah, I want to stop you right there, because I'm getting short on time, but I also want to make sure I say this. This is so important to you. You have been in such a work mode for all the time with your mom, and that's a huge dedication of you. You need to have fun. And right now you probably are like so serious that fun almost feels awkward. But you having fun and being a balanced individual will make relationships be much more balanced and happier too. Because we have whatever we're bringing in, see? And it might be that, you know, some people are more lighthearted and they're laughing at things that you don't think are very funny, but or vice versa. But it's important to find ways to lighten up and allow yourself to balance and be, you know, have fun. But I have to run because I'm running out of time. But I know we have to stay on time with a show like this. But I just want to thank you for calling in and thank you for what you did for your mom. And thank you for sharing your life with everyone, because I know a lot of people that listen to this show and watch could learn and know that they're not alone. And a lot of people would feel that way that have been through something like that. So, Jamel, I wish you so much love and so much freedom to soar and fly and be in your life the way it was intended to be. And I know that that will make your mom smile down on you, because even though they've crossed over, they love it when we're happy. They feel that. So I hope that meant some. Yes, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. They're happy seeing us live our lives and be happy. I guess got to chill. Ooh. So.
Yeah, well,
huh?
I did too. You went right to my heart. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And thank you for calling in. So I'll say goodbye now so I can wrap the show up. But that was a beautiful call. And thank you. Wow. Wow. You know, there was a lot in that call. So anybody going through things, we've had a lot of callers. We've had a lot of things popping up. One of the things I want you guys to watch out for, because I've only got a couple of minutes left here, so I want to make sure I bring this up. Don't freak out when some of the things may come up this month or around the moon that are maybe challenges or difficult, or you know, if you feel, oh, I don't know if I can handle that or I don't know if I can do that, I want you to remember the goat on top of the mountain. If you have to find a picture of one and post it up, remember this energy. All you got to do is say, you know what? I'm going to let this energy in. I'm going to embrace this energy to give me that strong will, determination that I can do this and I can finish this race. I can make it to the top of my mountain and not give up. This is the month, man. This energy is amazing. It really is. It's just, this is how we ascend higher. But the reason the balance act is happening, like the positives, the negatives kind of all coming together, especially what you were thinking about at the beginning of the year in January, in order to ascend higher, we have to know what we need to let fall away. We need to know how to balance. We need to know, oh, I've been working too hard. I need to take time out and play. Or wait, I've been slacking too much. I need to go get something done. Balance, balance, balance. Okay. Balance is how you will make it all the way to the top. Balance is how you will find your energy to keep going and be proactive. Balance, balance, balance. I know I'm saying it over and over and over because I really want you to hear that message. It's important. The rest of the year, once we come up and over this full moon, it's going to start moving faster for actually moving into that new life we want. Okay. So whatever's popping up, it's like we've got to walk. I've said this before. It's like if something is really scary and fearful, Michael keeps coming in. Let him walk through that fire with you. If you have dreams coming up, if you have recurring numbers, whatever it might be, we have to walk through. I call fear a fire. So it's like, okay, we have to walk through our own fire. The key to finding the door to freedom is walking straight through whatever comes your way, whatever that is for you. Okay. You walk through it, you confront it, you deal with it. It's like you go through it. And honestly, the mountain that we're trying to climb up doesn't seem near as high once we realize fear is an energy that I can shift by removing that fear and knowing that I don't have to be afraid. I mean, fear is something that keeps us alive. You know, get out of the street, there's a car coming kind of stuff. But when there's a constant fear to move forward, take a chance, try something new, you know, the sensitivity of what someone might say about what we are differently, we've been learning about this. And there's been a lot of growth. I know you might not know that from watching news, but honestly, there's a lot of positive going on out there, and I want you to know it is. Just listening to you, you guys tuning in, we're here to soar through this energy to get to that new higher ascended frequency way of life. That's what we want to do on this show. I'm not the only one, but this is positive news. This is what we can do. This is looking at it from a different perspective in a positive way. Wow. What a great show today. We had a great turnout. I want to say thank you guys for over in the stream on YouTube. Thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. Thank you to the callers that came in, that called in and shared their unique stories. Those were all amazing. And you know what? Thank you, everyone, that tunes in every week. We always have archives if you miss it. But we're running out of time here. It's getting a little tight. So I want you to know the sky's the limit here with this kind of energy. There is no fear. Where there's a will, there is always a way. Don't give up. Just don't give up, because now's not the time to give up. It's about to get real in a good way. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in and joining me and sharing your stories. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.